Welcome to Inside the Mortgage Mind, a Zenix podcast where you'll hear stories from professionals throughout the industry, from new LOs to CEOs, about their journey to achieving success. We hope these stories inspire and energize you to take your business to the next level.
Ramon Von Walker, very fancy name. It is such a pleasure to have time with you today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks so much. I appreciate having me and us being able to spend some time together.
Well, let me open with congratulations on all your success. As I did a little research about your background and the various businesses you've opened, it's simply amazing. So I know you have a lot to offer to anyone listening in. So let's start with, it's been a crazy year and a half.
Yeah.
And we've all learned something or multiple things over the last year and a half.
Yes.
Could you sort of share what maybe your top three things that you've learned?
It's been an interesting year. We've had the opportunity, whether it be forced, right? Reflect on things, reflect on our businesses, reflect on our personal lives, all that sort of stuff because of, you know, some COVID restrictions or whatnot. But I think one of the biggest things that allowed me to do was kind of slow, even with the business being so busy, kind of slow down, get some thought to who our business was, what direction we wanted to go. I came out with some new brands. I spent a lot of time with technology. So I think one of the biggest takeaways for me from this last year was being able to slow down and really find the direction that we wanted to go. From all the stuff I had learned over this past 9 years in the business.
It definitely makes you reflect and refine, right? Because it's sort of interesting. You said the word slow down, and it was one of the craziest year and a half for many of us, right? Capacity challenges, businesses flooding in. So how did you get where you are today? Do you mind sharing a short story of how you got started and how you're sitting in the chair and being so successful?
Yeah, absolutely. I started out Chico State, just business, MIS degree is what I did because everybody was doing that. Like 80% of the business department did MIS in the late 90s, early 2000s. And that same normal path that a lot of people go on, corporate job, I worked for Target Corporation in finance. I was the IT person within the financial analyst. That was actually really good experience because I was able to use a lot of those skills later on down the road to cross over into the mortgage industry. But then I worked in government after that, Port of Oakland. I was in IT for the Oakland Airport that a couple of years. And then I decided the big venture, right? I'm going to start business. So I started actually in real estate right smack dab in the middle of the financial crisis. So that was like grand opening, grand closing for me on the real estate side. I just took a different direction. Now, when you're a lot of IT people are researchers because the business often changes, right? New technology comes out, new coding, this and that. So you have to stay on top of things. I think I used some of those skills and applied that to the mortgage industry and real estate because I was able to learn about REOs and things like that. And I did that a little bit and that got me through that period of time. Now, I decided I wasn't going to stay on the real estate side of the business and wanted to learn more about mortgage. And that's where I had that utopia sort of moment. And I knew that my skills would really merge together. But it was this path of my beginning career that kind of meshed all this stuff together, not knowing that I was going to be able to use some of the stuff I was learning. But that's why they say, stay on the path. You know, focus in and every day, and then it will come together. So I had a lot of people say like, "Wow, you got into the business relatively fast and had quick success." But there was that, you know, piece, that foundation that was built to you. So yeah, I already had a broker's license in California because of the real estate. Now, broker licenses are pretty powerful. You can open up a mortgage company. Did that. Understood the Zillow lending tree sort of concept very early on in 2012. Online lenders weren't as popular. So it was a time where, you know, the barrier to entry wasn't as high as it is now.
Sure.
And I got in there and started to learn the business, learn what a 1003 was. And a couple of years later, I was able to, you know, be a top originator. And a part of that is my competitiveness. Like I opened that investment guide and I was like, I want to get on that.
That's awesome.
So that's how that kind of, from there, I'm always, I have the I wouldn't say it's a matter of not being content, but I always really want to learn new things. So if I conquer some, or feel as though I get close to conquering something, then what's next, right? And then what's next after that? And then I really have this love for like helping people. And if I can share what I've learned, right, if I can shorten up the road or minimize the curve or give a little bit more direction for someone, then that makes me, I really get a euphoric feeling around that sort of stuff. So I think now I'm at a point where I've kind of combined a lot of this and I have direction in what we're doing as far as a company, the different companies and what our culture is and what, you know, our value prop and all that sort of thing. It's become very clear because of that road that I traveled.
So tell me about your value proposition. What is it today?
Yeah. So, you know, the business is like really the way I see it, like it's really like in flux. There's just so much, happening. There's so much that's going to happen in the near future. A lot of that's going to be driven by interest rates, right? We came out of, you know, a great run with rates being historically low, but what goes up, what goes in our business, what goes down.
Right.
So I think, it's extremely important. It's, you know, the business does become easy to do when the fruit is falling off the trees, right? And you just pick it up off the ground. I've luckily, you know, me being in the business almost a decade now, I've almost seen maybe one season of each cycle. The mortgage industry is almost like the real weather. There's winter, there's summer, there's this, and it happens over this long span. So me being able to see that, I kind of know what's coming. I think it's extremely important that the loan officers, that if they want to have sustainability in their business, start to acquire skills that they might not have needed over the past 12 or 18 months. Sure. So one of the big value propositions, one of the reasons that we linked up with you guys is because I wanted substantive training for my loan officer team, right? Not only for the loan officer team, but then I noticed on the processing side as well. We'll talk about this maybe more in a minute, but we not only opened up the Educate Mortgage side, but we invested heavily in technology as well, building our own proprietary platform on Salesforce. And that's great and all, great technology, wonderful tool, but if the individuals don't know how to use that tool effectively, then it's going to be all for none. And I understood that early on. And using that tool effectively is not just me teaching them how to operate our Salesforce, our lead maturation system. It's having that foundation and basis within the industry and having the knowledge of how to truly sell, how to find value for the consumer, what's that real net tangible benefit? So all that sort of stuff needs to be, and how do I communicate this in a way where I'm building trust, right? So it gets deep, right?
I so appreciate your partnership and I love your vision about really providing great education to your team members, because I think you have a pretty big vision for your company, right?
Yeah.
We don't. You want to tell me about it? Where are you going?
Yeah, we're not putting any limits on this thing, right? So, it's been funny. Sometimes the direction that I go is me thinking about it and planning it, and sometimes I feel like it's just like a spiritual thing, right? You're just kind of going, doors to start to open, and you'll find out where you're supposed to go. So, we're approved in 19 states, and we've always been a relatively, when I was the top originator, I was a relatively small team, but I got the additional states in order to like get the lead flow from, like to lower the average price, because when you're in California, it's extremely expensive. So I was like, I'm gonna go out to these other states and get, you know, try to average my price a little bit and have more market share, right? So part of that has been great that I went out and did that, is that now we have all these states, we're adding the rest of the states in the country, and we really want to become a national lender that gives the option for consumer direct in a way and for sphere of influence. We do see that as separate businesses, but there you can go down whichever path you like within our organization. Sure. I think that the real key for us is the optionality. We want to be able to teach individuals the baseline of the business, right? And then help them identify who they are as far as their personality within the scope of mortgage and which direction they'd be most successful. It was interesting. I did recruit in 2019 when rates started to go up, and we had many retailers come to the wholesale side. Everything's getting shaken up. But a lot of people that came over, they wanted to like learn the business and then go out on their own. So at first I was like, what the heck? I'm teaching you everything. And then you go out and you're independent. Sure. Now we encourage that, right? So that's what I meant about the optionality. You can come into our environment. I'll teach you everything that I know, right? And you'll likely enjoy the software that we've built and used, right? And that's the way it becomes equitable for both of us on both sides, right? You come in, you learn, you go start your own business, you're still likely to use the systems that we have. And we've built this software, lead maturation system, on the Salesforce platform. So it sits in the AppExchange and we're able to license that out to anyone. So I've just made a dynamic where wherever an individual wants to go in life, I think we can be a launch pad for them.
What a privilege it is, right? To actually pour into people and to help them become successful.
Yeah. It takes a cycle. You have to learn, you know, I've learned myself like how to get there, because sometimes you expect things and you're like, I didn't get what I was expected. But then you learn that you mature and then you learn that that's not the way you should.
I call it fail forward is my learning, right? I fail, but I figured out something I won't do again. So I'm just going to keep moving on because I'm not going to fall and stop. I'm going to fail forward. So, all right. So Ramon, when you're looking to bring in new talent, somebody's listening in right now, it's a leader or it's potentially somebody wanting to get in the industry. Mm-hmm. What are the attributes you look for in somebody that wants to get in? Maybe top three.
Yeah. So the mortgage industry is difficult for those that have not been in it. It's very attractive. You know, it's that shiny jewel that you hear about. But I think the problem for a lot of people and why we don't have an extremely high success rate with people coming into the business and sticking are people being able to have this as their main source of income, mm-hmm. you know, in shorter periods of time is because they don't get the proper assessment of what this business really is. And I'm speaking to the new people now. So what we really try to do is set realistic goals, number one, and really give them a sort of platform that's going to be comfortable for them to like get into the business. So many companies out there want you to have, you know, a book of business, or they want you to have, you know, experience and all this sort of thing. We don't necessarily need you to have those things because we have the resources to be able to, you know, teach you. And that's part, and we wear that across our chest. That's why we call ourselves Educate Mortgage, right? Not just, and when we say Educate Mortgage, we're not just speaking to the consumers and educating them on the different products and options and all this sort of thing. We're also speaking to our practitioners, our team, right? And we're going to continue to be smarter and continue to learn, whether it be, we offer a lot of products, like we don't discourage like brokering. We definitely have a broker spirit. So we do have that retail segment where we have, you know, we have lines, we have correspondent relationships. But if the deal is better on this side, then by all means, do what's best for your consumer. And we have the platform and experience to be able to execute on that. A lot of, I get it. I completely understand, you know, some business models, and I respect all business models out there. I respect the efficiency business model that says, hey, we're going to be really good at this. And then, and that's sort of our ballpark, our box in a sense, right? And,
they do
excellent jobs on that. Our experience just is one where, you know, I started out as a broker and then went to the correspondent side of things. So I'm used to the diversity in products, right? And
have right.
And then can also pivot and do the other side of the business if we're lending the money ourselves. So I think those are the real value props or things that we kind of hang our hat on is educating, the diversity of products, being extremely competitive on rate, and still having that strong foundational sort of platform where you can learn where the technology is like on par with any of the big people out there, right? So it's like we just see ourselves being in that in-between space where we don't identify a lot of companies have like, you know, sucked up that area yet.
So what I heard you say, if I'm brand new getting in, you got to be prepared, one, to set realistic goals, and you got to be ready to work hard.
Yeah.
Because it's not an easy business. I couldn't agree more. And anybody considering getting in, if you're willing to work hard and you love helping people, add that to the to what I consider one of the most important attributes is you really love serving and helping others. Because, man, you're helping people achieve the American dream. What greater benefit of a career could you imagine? And you get paid handsomely for it if you do it well.
Yeah.
But you got to set realistic goals. How long will it take to get in? What must you achieve? But I love that you're so focused on the educational piece and giving people what I call the foundation. So let me ask you, and we'll end with this one easy question, but I think it's an important one because you're so when you look at the future and where we're headed, what I've been trying to do is give people sort of a snapshot of what's going on in the boardroom of companies today. And as an executive leader today, can you sort of tell me if behind the scenes, what's your biggest priority to ensure you're successful long term right now that's happening in the boardroom?
Yeah, so we think things are going to get extremely competitive into the next, you know, who knows when it's going to, it could be 6 months from now, it could be 12, it could be next month, right? So there's going to be a lot of practitioners out there, and it's going to be, you know, a smaller pie that we're all going to go after. So that's one of the main things that we're looking at, and how do we position our loan officers to still be successful? The operation side of things has to be solid. You have to be able to move these loans through for people, serve your partners out there, realtors, clients, all that good stuff. What we've really focused on is trying to come up with innovative ways to attract business, right? To force relationships. We do it a lot around data, right? So for example, one thing that we've done, and we can talk about this forever, but I'll kind of gloss over it, is we bought every realtor's contact information in the country, right? 1.8 million people that have licenses. All of them are not active, but all of our LOs, as they're learning, even the new ones, as they're going through your program, they're learning through you guys, the foundation, through us, the systems, we're building out their marketing plan. And we start to put together a campaign that circles like their 3 or 4 zip codes in their area.
Oh, wow.
And we start to send out these emails about all the different programs to their local community. Then we have them get on and start making those phone calls to their local community, right? So that's just one of the prongs. We have multiple prongs that we're putting in place. Some of it, you know, from a cold perspective, because we're letting them know. Like, and some of you guys might not know what like cold calling or really getting out there after some loans are, but you're gonna have to learn, right? So we're
really fast. Right? They're gonna have to learn, right?
Right. We're teaching them how to make the dough, right? Is what not you can't just go into the pizza shop anymore and grab a slice.
Yep.
Right. We're gonna teach you how to make the dough. We're gonna teach you how to make the sauce. Here goes the pepperoni and the cheese. When to put it on? How to put it on? And then throw it in the oven. You'll have so that's essentially what we're doing. That's where I spend a lot of my time. It's going to be in that client acquisition piece. So how to get that conversation, and then from there how to build that trust so that individual becomes sticky for you and a resource to send you more loans, because we're getting back to this traditional way of doing business in the near future, and I'm actually excited about it. That's where I really love to be honest with you.
Oh man, I got to tell you, for you to be prioritizing on behalf of your sales team, the client acquisition piece speaks volumes. You know what's coming, and it is going to get competitive. And for anyone listening, I'm sure you're focused in a similar fashion if you're a leader right now. And for any LOs that are listening, I got to tell you, is your number one priority is making sure that you have a referral base ready to be bringing you business. Yeah. So hopefully you're working on it now and not waiting for that moment.
Too busy now. I know it's busy, but don't think about the future.
Think about the future.
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, it's a blessing to just get to know you briefly. I'm dying to ask you more questions, but we'll keep this short for now. But if you don't mind, I'd love to invite you back because I want to talk to you about culture, leadership, sales tips, things that you've learned, as you said, in opening your business, all those life lessons. If you don't mind, can I have you come back?
Absolutely. 100%. This was awesome. Love it.
All right. Well, what a privilege it is to get a little bit of time with you, but I can see why you're so successful. So have an amazing day. And I look forward to posting this one out on social.
I thank you guys. You have put together an absolute amazing system. I mean, you know who you are in the space. You're at the top of your game. And the loan officers are the ones that have gone through the program. They're so confident, right? So we're getting our cycle of actual graduates coming through. And that's so important. They have the knowledge to go out there and speak to these partners or try to get partnerships. And the AEs have been impressed of the product. Like, they're like, how is he? He's been in the business for how many months and he knows all this stuff already. He's like, I bet it's all yellows I've been working with for years. But I was like, yep, we're coming.
You know what's so funny is we don't, you'll love this. We don't charge for the Zenix Lift. right? That's where the other guys that are more experienced are looking at the rookies going, how do they know? Wait a minute. And they're getting nervous. So they start getting their game off.
Right. Yeah. It is. So,
there's something to be done because to bring energy back into the business, right? These new people getting in who are eager and they'll do it the way we teach them to do it and the way you want them to. They don't have bad habits. They don't have any preconceived notions that they're deserving of something.
Yeah.
They are going to work hard for it. So let me applaud you, by the way, for the partnership with us. And what a blessing it is to have someone like yourself really pouring into people. And thank you for the kind words and the compliment. And, you know, we are blessed. We are blessed. And we're prayerful every day that what we're bringing to the market is great, great education for you. And you said something, whether you realize it or not, that was key, is they come out confident. See, people buy confidence.
Yes.
They don't know what you don't know. Yep. They don't know what you know, but they know if you appear to have the confidence about your profession. So that is part of why education is so important. So when they do speak, they are speaking from a point of truth and they've got the confidence to take care of your client. So thank you for that. And it's a privilege.
Awesome.
You have an amazing day and we'll talk again soon.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Take care.
Thanks so much for listening. Be sure to check back for new episodes of Inside the Mortgage Mind, a podcast by Zenix, the Mortgage Academy. You can download our episodes wherever you love to listen to podcasts or on our website at zenix.com/insidethemortgagemind.